St. Paul, and around the world at KFAI.org, non-commercial, community-powered radio. Stay tuned for the Filipino-American National News.
On a rainy Sunday morning in 1942, a mother was blessed with a son who grew up to be young, gifted and brown, with the strength to tear a mountain down, with a voice so young and clear, a chance for everyone to hear. Yeah,
young, gifted and brown.
And as he grew up,
magandang gabi sa inyong lahat, and welcome to the Filipino-America National News. I'm Alan Bunju. It is the Christmas season, and if you are aware of how much Filipinos love Christmas, we will be playing an abundance of Christmas music here on the Filipino-America National News all throughout the month of December. For our listeners that really don't get how much they love Christmas in the Philippines, some say that in the Philippines, for a country that typically does not have snow, they begin celebrating Christmas as early as September in the Philippines. This past weekend, the Film Minnesotan Association celebrated their 50th anniversary of Paskong Filipino at the St. Joseph's Community Catholic Church in New Hope, Minnesota. It was a very well-attended event despite the frigid cold and some snow early on in the day. During the festivities, we were able to hear from Lita Malixi and her son Al Malixi about the origins of Paskong Filipino, an event that was founded by the late Abe Malixi. And we got to hear how certain ideas of the skit came about, of the nativity scene, and the original venue for the event. So it was great to see the community come out in full force for that event as well. But another Christmas event will be taking place this following Sunday, which is a change in a normal procedure for the Christmas event for this particular organization. And this comes from the Cultural Society of Filipino Americans. They will be having their annual Christmas celebration, which they call Pasko sa Nayon, which will be taking place on Sunday, December the 14th, from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. They advise people to check in at 12:30, and this will be taking place at the Guardian Angels Church Social Hall at 8260 4th Street in Oakdale, Minnesota. Some of the things that you will be able to find at this particular event is a palenque, lunch, skit, games, prizes, and Santa Claus himself. For more information in regards to this event, you can contact Lorna at 612-232-4308. Earlier this previous week, in the Filipino-American community, a woman by the name of Lynette Dumalag is running for State Senate seat 46, which serves the communities of Hopkins, St. Louis Park, and Edina. There was a kickoff event for her campaign. So hopefully in some capacity we'll hear from Lynette Dumalag, whether it be here on the Filipino American National News airwaves or potentially through our social media platforms as well. In regards to the NBA circle, the Minnesota Timberwolves take on the Phoenix Suns tomorrow. They have a Filipino-American, Jalen Green, on the team, who was originally on the Houston Rockets but got traded in the mega deal of Kevin Durant. Unfortunately, I don't believe Jalen Green will be participating in the game. He's been out with a hamstring since November the 11th. He might be in attendance in regards to that game. And I guess that we had here on the Filipino American National News a few weeks ago, that is player development coach Jimmy Alapung of the Sacramento Kings, will once again be in town next Sunday as well for a game. But for right now, we're going to play our first musical selection of the evening. And if you are not aware, in the Philippines, there are many big television stations out there, and a big part of their thing that they do is they have a Christmas ID song, which basically has all the talent that performs on those particular stations perform a very, very festive, long Christmas selection. And the Christmas selection that they've come up with this year for the television station ABS-CBN for their Christmas ID 2025 is a song entitled Love, Joy, Hope. Sabay Tayo Ngayong Pasko.
Mahal ay hindi nasusuka. Ito'y nag-aalay ng marangal at tapat.
Mga puso natin sabay bumipintig. Pagtutulungan ng tinitibok ng dibdib.
Sabay tayo sa bawat pagtibok ng ating puso.
Sabay tayo sa lahat ng nais, ako'y kasama mo.
Sabay tayong aaho, sabay tayong sasaya, sabay nagsisikap sa iisang pangarap.
Magkaramay sa buhay, magkasama sa laban at tagumpay.
Sabay tayo, ikaw at ako. Gawin natin mas masayang araw ito. Tayo na sa liwanag, magiging tama ang lahat. Sa love, joy, and hope, sabay tayo ngayong Pasko.
Sabay tayo ngayong Pasko.
And that was Love, Joy, Hope, Sabay, Tayo, Nayong, Pasko, the ABS Christmas ID 2025. And ironically, we only played the short version of the shorter version of this song. This is the 11-minute version of the song, and we played about 6.5 minutes of this. There is also a 24-minute version of said song. Right now, we're going to head over to the news desk. And this story comes from theolympics.com. With the curling action underway at the Olympic qualification event 2025, hopeful Alan Fry looks back on the winding road that has led the Philippines to the doors of history and what he hopes others might learn from their story. By the 11th of December 2025, the Philippines men's curling team could secure an Olympic curling quota and with it make Olympic history. Until now, the archipelago nation has never been represented in a team sport at a winter game. Its only representative have been individuals and in sports of alpine skiing, luge, and figure skating. But that could all about to change. Over the next 5 days, Mark Pipester, Christian Haler, Enrico Pipester, Braden Carpenter, and Alan Fry will be competing at the Olympics qualification event 2025 in Kelowna, Canada, where they will take on 7 other teams for one of the 2 last remaining quota spots for the Olympic Winter Games in Milano Cortina 2026. It's something of a full circle moment in their journey, which first starts in 2023 in Kalanoa, the host of their first world curling event. On the road to now, commitments have been made, perceptions have been shattered, and an Asian Winter Games title has been won. However, sitting for an interview on the eve of the event, Alternate Fry, TotalOlympics.com. They're not thinking about any of that right now. I'm actively stopping myself, the curler said, on thoughts of the Olympics. It's all about the next zone. It's all about the next game. That's all we care about. It's all about being present and believing in our abilities and believing that the universe wants us there. The challenge before the Philippines is a simple enough. Finish the round robin in the top three to make it to the playoffs. Then win one of the playoff games to clinch a berth. In their way, however, stands a host of other capable contenders, including the People's Republic of China, Japan, the Republic of Korea, and the United States. Some of the teams the Philippines has crossed before the varying degrees of success. None of that, though, will now matter with the decider now at play. It's very high stakes, said Fry. Plainly, this is the last tournament. This is what we've been working for 2.5 years. This is it. In preparation for their last chance dance, the team, he explained, touched down in Canada 2 weeks ago. He paints a picture of time spent in Kalamawa, adjusting to the time differences and practicing at the local curling rinks. The process. He also gestures to the reality of his ring circumstances against the backdrop of their historic run. His teammates, the Pfister brothers, Haler and Carpenter, he explained, have all suspended their day-to-day lives to be in Canada in pursuit of their Olympic dream. The other guys work full-time, so using all their holidays and everything, our families are at home. Mark Pfister has a baby at home, so we are putting everything on the line, he said. Whenever the outcome in Kalanoa, the feeling that something has been altered by the Philippines' historic run is tangible. There is a story of the collective thirsting a winter sport into a spotlight of a country where snow rarely even falls. Getting phone calls from nation's presidents and their historic Asian Winter Games win. There's an attention their cause has drawn, and the subsequent emergence of other curlers with Filipino heritage, including the advent of a women's team, who Fry says as ambitious about the Olympic Games as they are. They believe they will make it in 4 years. There is Mike Mark Pfister's comeback from cancer, a disease that nearly stopped him from curling altogether. And then there's Fry's own journey, the unlikely tale of a man who was inspired to change his unhealthy lifestyle, and in the process become a catalyst for historic sporting quests. Challenged to lose weight, he set his sights on the Olympics and curling to become his vehicle. He wore a helmet in the beginning to save himself from the fall on the ice as he raced to become ready in time for his team. No one believes in this story. They literally, no one, being by myself in the curling club with the helmet training. Everybody was making jokes about me. They were ignoring me, he recalled. In the beginning, we didn't have a lot of help, and we had to do everything by ourselves. And just keeping the goal in the mind, and that's probably where I'm the proudest. It's a journey that has captured the imagination of Filipinos worldwide, and the 43-year-old Swiss-Filipino has been enjoying how far it has spread as media outlets continue to reach out to help spread the word. It's like the small glimpse of happiness once in a while, and just that crazy. Cool running stories 30 years ago, Free said with a smile. Reflecting on what people make take away from their journey, however it might end, the entrepreneur hoped that it would help encourage others to follow their own ambition. This was just a whole plan, just to inspire people to follow their own dreams, and one mantra I realized during these 2.5 years was that the difference between a goal and a dream is a plan. It's just about planning. And if you have that this dream, if you write it down, what are your steps? Suddenly it becomes a goal, he shared. The story we want to tell is, hey, try it. Try it yourself. Imagine a 40-year-old plus guy being overweight and now competing for the Olympics. As to how they will approach their ideal ending with action underway, Fry said. The group is all in and making their dream a reality. The challenge is to put the real realism aside. Now it's all about believing. We're the underdogs. There is no doubt about that. And ironically, this curling team was in Minnesota, I believe, a month ago or so, competing up north in Eveleth, Minnesota. So we wish them good luck in their Olympic hope aspirations. But right now, we are going to play a song by Ying Constantino. And the name of this song is Pasko sa Pinas. Santino with Pasko sa Pinas. You're listening to the Filipino American National News, which is the longest running Filipino American radio show in the entire United States of America. You can be heard on 90.3 FM in Minneapolis, St. Paul. Also heard online at KFEI.org. You can also find us via the Google app. The Apple Store and Google Play by searching up the KFEI app. Our shows are archived up to 2 weeks. And you also can find us on both Facebook and on Instagram. And you can find many of our interviews that have been taped in person or via Zoom on our Facebook. But for right now, we're going to end the show by a medley from the East Side Band, and this is their cover of Paskong Pinoy Christmas Medley. Stay tuned for sound effects.
Pasko na naman, okay, tuloy ng araw. Paskong nagdaan, tila pa kung kailan lang. Ngayon ay Pasko, dapat pa salamatan. Pasko, Pasko, Pasko na namang muli. Tanging araw na araw. ko lagi ang sanhi mo ng pagparito, hihingi po ng aginaldo kung sakaling kami perwisyo. Pasensya na kayo, kami na mamasko. Gabi ang lahat ay kaysaya, nagluto ang ate ng manok na tinola. Sa bahay ng kuya ay mayroong litsunan pa, ang bawat tahanan may handang iba't iba. Tayo nagigiyo, magsalo na tayo, meron na tayong tinapay at keso. Di ba noche buena sa gabi ito, at bukas ay araw ng Pasko. Magsalo na tayo, meron na tayong tinapay at keso. Hindi ba noche buena sa gabing ito, at bukas ay araw ng Pasko. Malamig ang simoy ng hangin, kaysaya ng